Hello and welcome to another episode of Employed and Rich, the podcast where we teach you exactly how to get rich working for someone. My name is Toyin Alasi and I'm your host on the podcast. Today we're looking at how to invest in the Nigerian stock market. Now, the Nigerian stock market is actually a very good way to invest your money and grow your wealth. However, it can be intimidating, especially for those who are new to this space. So let's go through some steps to help you get started. Step one, understand the stock market. Before you start investing in the Nigerian stock market, it is important to understand how it works. The stock market is a place where companies come to sell shares of their stock to you. It's just a secondary market. A lot of us have had the experience of what it is sometime in the past where there were initial public offers from banks and you have to walk into branches to buy. It's just an upgraded version where you have to go on the platform within a system to now buy because they're not selling directly to you anymore. So it's called a secondary market. So when you buy a share of stock from a company, you're buying a small piece of ownership in the company. So if there's any company you like, really love to own, just keep buying bits and pieces of their shares. And before you know it, you own a great percentage of it. I was just reading the news recently and it was mentioned how Femi Otedola bought into Transcorp. Now, his shareholding is about, it's not, I think it's about 7%, don't quote me. It's not up to 10%, yet that is major and it made news because of the company that we're talking about, right? So when you buy bits and pieces of a company, eventually in the future, you could be a major shareholder in that organization. So it's actually a great way to create wealth, right? So understand the stock market before you go there. Step two is to determine your investment goals. So as a matter of fact, I would put this first normally. Why would you go to the stock market if you don't know what you want to achieve? So what you want to achieve will determine whether you want to invest in the stock market or not. So what is the investment goal that you want to achieve? When you want to invest on the stock market, for example, maybe you're using an app to do it, or you're going through a stockbroker, which is the way to go. I'm still going to talk about that. One of the questions that you get to answer is, what do you want to achieve? Is it aggressive growth? So you have the risk appetite for risk and you're ready to, take some risk. Is it aggressive growth or you want to preserve your capital? And that would also depend on where you are financially. So what is the financial goal that you want to achieve? That's what will determine exactly why you're going to the stock market and what form of investments or kind of stocks that you should buy in the first place. And step three is to research stocks. Don't just buy any stock. Research about them. What's the track record? What's their history? How are they doing? That's what will determine where you put your money. So I remember during COVID, most stock prices were really down, as low as, shares that used to be 30 was as low as 10 and all of that. A lot of people pulled out of the market in panic, but those who stayed enjoyed the benefits eventually. As a matter of fact, those who entered the market at that time, so people who had the money quickly ran in to buy stocks and they grew from buying it at 10 naira. In 6 months, it was already 20 something naira again. That's over 150% return in just 6 months. So it could be a great place to create wealth, but you must know exactly the performance of the stocks you're putting your money into and a lot more details in the industry that you're putting your money into. Again, on the stock market, for example, some stocks would do well per time. During COVID, for example, the medical industry thrived, right? The kind of stock you pick would depend on what you want to achieve per time. Step four is to open a brokerage account. Simple. Get a stockbroker and open an account with them, yeah? But right now, you can also use apps. So we have apps like Meritrade, which is set up by Meristep, yeah? Where you can just set up your account online. They still act as the go-between, but right now it's comfortable. You can do that from the comfort of your space. Download Meritrade, set up your account, put money there and start trading. I would advise that you get guidance. You can trade yourself, but it's also good to get guidance from an investor that will help you, make the right choices when it comes to selling and buying stocks on the stock market. Now, when we come back, We're going to look at the next three steps that you need to take on investing in the Nigerian stock market. Stay tuned. Welcome back. The fifth step to take is to place your order. So now you've set up your account, for example, with the stockbroker or on Ameritrade app, and it's time to start buying. It's simple. Just pick your stock and click buy. It's actually that simple. So the major part are the ones we've discussed, where you probably need guidance from an investor or your stockbroker on what stocks to buy per time. You need guidance. And so once you've been able to put those ones in place, it's just to click and buy. The stock price can change quickly sometimes, so you must really go in when you want to go in. And step six is to monitor your investments. Don't be a passive investor. Know what's going on. I was excited when one of our students within the Employed and Rich group reached out in a hurry to say, oh, I need you to guide me in this. I've gotten info that this is happening and this is going down and I have investments in this place. What should I do? And then he got the advice he needed. So you need to monitor your investment. Don't just put money there and go to sleep. I mean, it's an app on your phone. Just log in and see what's going on. Has it grown? Has it gone down? Again, don't panic when it goes down. When you're investing, you have to have a long-term perspective to it. And finally, step seven, is when you want to exit the market. How do you do it? You can pull out anytime. All you need to do is to sell your shares through your broker or through the app where you bought it in the first place, and you get your cash in your account. By following the steps, you can invest in the Nigerian stock market or the stock markets as well and grow your wealth. Remember, investing comes with risks, right? So you must have a long-term perspective, and don't ever forget the first rule to investing that I always share is to investigate before investing. You must know something about that space and industry. So do your research, make an informed decision every time you're buying. Don't just buy, say buy. No, let it be something that is informed by data, all right? That's how you invest on the stock market. So that's it on today's episode of the podcast. Don't forget, you can stay connected with MoneyWise via our social media handles. For more details on our services, you can click the show notes and you see all the links attached. We have a free community and we're inviting you to join us. Simply click the link attached to the show notes and you can be part of our thriving community. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.